From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Police search for an eighth suspect. French police have released a photo of the suspect, who is still at large from Friday's terrorist attack on Paris. He is identified as Salah Abdeslam, a 26-year-old man born in Brussels, Belgium. The posting soliciting information about the suspect warns that he is dangerous and that anyone with information should call authorities. U.S. President Barack Obama has vowed to help France in hunting down the perpetrators of Friday's Paris attacks and said he plans to redouble efforts to eliminate the Islamic State group. The U.S. leader spoke on Sunday after meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan at the start of the G20 summit in Turkey.
The killing of innocent people based on a twisted ideology is an attack not just on France, not just on Turkey, but it's an attack on the civilized world.
President Obama. The White House says President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed Sunday on the need for a Syrian-led political transition, UN-mediated negotiations, and a ceasefire to end the four-year Syrian civil war. The two leaders met for 35 minutes in Turkey on the sidelines of the G20 economic summit. Egyptian police say 15 African migrants were found shot and killed in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula near the country's border with Israel. Another 8 migrants were found wounded. It is not clear who had attacked the migrants. Officials said they were found early Sunday morning south of the town of Rafah. This is VOA News. Lebanese security forces have detained 9 people, mostly Syrians, suspected of involvement in planning terrorist attacks. Lebanon's interior minister announced the arrests Sunday, 3 days after 2 suicide attacks in a Beirut suburb killed 43 people and wounded more than 200. Responsibility for the attack was claimed by the Islamic State group. A Ukrainian soldier was killed and 8 soldiers were wounded as the result of fighting between government forces and pro-Russian separatists in the nation's east. Sunday's shelling took place near the rebel-held city of Donetsk. Saturday, Ukraine reported 5 soldiers were killed in attacks by separatists. Myanmar President Thein Sein is promising a smooth transition to a new government. He was apparently trying to allay fears the military will ignore the results of the recent election. Thein Sein made the promise during a meeting with several political parties in Yangon on Sunday. U.S. Democratic presidential contenders are promising a more aggressive fight against the Islamic State group, but in a debate Saturday in Iowa, Hillary Clinton, Martin O'Malley, and Bernie Sanders offered few specifics on what they would do. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the front runner in the race, cast herself as the most experienced foreign policy candidate.
There is no question in my mind that if we summon our resources, both our leadership resources and all of the tools at our disposal, not just military force, which should be used as a last resort, but our diplomacy, our development aid, law enforcement, sharing of intelligence in a much more open and cooperative way.
Hillary Clinton. Pakistan's military chief, General Raheel Sharif, is set to begin a 5-day visit to the United States on Monday. Officials say that pressing issues such as regional counterterrorism and Afghan peace efforts will top the agenda in the meetings with American officials. General Sharif is scheduled to meet with his U.S. military counterparts and the director of the CIA. The two sides are expected to review security and anti-terrorism cooperation. Philippine authorities preparing for this week's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit completed security simulations and placed the entire country on full alert a day ahead of schedule. They said the terrorist attacks in Paris prompted them to start the exercises on Saturday instead of Sunday. The National Football League stepped up security inside and outside stadiums in the U.S. Sunday as America's most popular sports league responded to a series of attacks across Paris. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.